We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is July 1st, 2012. We're going to be live here on this Sunday transmission for the next 2 hours, Lord willing. Then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day, 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay, wow, there is a lot of financial news I want to get to. Also, we have the big heat wave, and Al Gore is out there saying pay him money and it will fix summer temperatures that have been recorded for hundreds of years this time of year. It is certainly in a cycle, and the earth gets hot, the earth gets cold. They'd have you believe you can pay carbon indulgences to them. We're going to be going over that because they've shut down a lot of power plants nationwide. They've had different electric commissions come out and point this out in the name of carbon taxes, but really it's just used to shut down their competition, people that aren't the insiders. And so there are rolling blackouts in states where they weren't hit by big storms that made trees fall on power lines and things. That always happens. A lot of this is happening because there isn't the power production capacity available anymore during peak times in the winter and the summer. It's just that simple. Devastating heat wave continues from St. Louis to D.C. Power outages drag on in D.C. region. Officials fuming at utility companies send in FEMA to save the day. All FEMA could do was confiscate guns, shut down highways, and not let anybody get aid in, the fire departments all over the country that wanted to come help, and police departments. That's all FEMA could do was squat like an obese tick on top of New Orleans for a month, while people's families, you know, old folks died in nursing homes and things, and folks in hospitals. I mean, that's what you do. So to have the utility companies, on average, I'm not defending, a lot of them are big globalist operations using government to consolidate and charge more, but they know how to thread the needle. They know how to deliver power. They know how to get the job done. They know how, when power lines get knocked down all over the place from tornadoes or ice, to get it back up quick. Compared to government, you've got to give me a break. Give me a break. I mean, having government, you know, the Pentagon with trillions and trillions missing and all the rest of it, and the welfare commissions and all of it, I mean, they can't even keep the grass mown at, like, the Austin Health Department locally. I've done a report on that where they're taking people's property. They had 3-inch grass, and they had, like, 3-foot grass. And then here they are lecturing, but that's a side issue. We've got Fast and Furious news as that really comes to a head. Also, Google shopping censors all gun ammo accessories results. Google is the NSA. Google is the banker occupational government. That's come out, I told you, 7-8 years ago. Now it's been declassified. And it is racketeering. It is censorship. It is trying to create a monopoly to shut down industries. I mean, they already give top links to their ads, top links to people that sponsor with them. They already pick winners and losers. They already put Amazon up on top. And it's outrageous. And I'm glad that the Texas Attorney General is suing them and needs to sue them more. That story's up at prisonplanet.com. Is that up at Infowars.com? Because that's a very newsworthy article. It's originally from Firearms Blog. And sure enough, we happen to have a Google merchant account. And I was able to go in this morning and look in my email, and we don't really use it, but we have one, that sure enough was the notice, came in a few days ago. I couldn't sell a holster. By the way, that's a big business, is accessories, a lot of mom and pops. I couldn't sell a scope. I mean, nothing. In fact, they're saying you can't even sell birdwatching scopes, because they might be able to hook them onto a rifle. So this is what you get with a government-controlled corporate fascist commie monopoly. I'll explain that as well. The healthcare news, it's all coming up.
Hi, this is Alan.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial. A lot of new affiliates joining us today. I want to welcome you from places like Virginia and Tennessee and California. I'm going to plug some of those affiliates later in the broadcast when I get the list from Chris in there. And we're also simulcasting, of course, on the internet with the audio streams and podcasts at InfoWars.com. The front line, the tip of the spear when it comes to resisting authoritarianism, tyranny, oppression in whatever manifestation it arrives. From the so-called right wing of fascism or the left wing of communism, statism, kleptocracies, oligarchies, we resent control freaks and criminals using government to control populations, and the mega ultra super rich financing class envy, class warfare, and financing crony anti-free market monopoly systems known as crony capitalism. That's the big enemy. And I've got a lot of news on Fast and Furious, huge news on the United Nations, saying there's too many people on the planet and putting out a really draconian report calling for authoritarianism to answer overpopulation. That's what the environmental movement is about now, selling tyranny, nothing to do with actually helping have a good earth. We're obviously going to get into the horrible aftermath of the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, and the states are striking back. Rand Paul is leading a charge in the Senate against it, and we'll see if it ever gets repealed. The problem is the big insurance companies, not every insurance company, but the big ones, the big dominant insurance companies owned by the big six mega banks that control the issuance of currency and credit, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. And I've got the numbers right here in front of me from Bloomberg on this. They openly wrote the health care plan, and then Elena Kagan for the White House fine-tuned it so she could then go vote for it totally illegally at the Supreme Court. And it turns the IRS loose on everybody and allows them to garnish your wages. And it's already increased the last year and a half since the ruling. Healthcare prices are up over 25%. They're talking about 50% the next year and a half after that. And you saw stocks explode for the big banks and explode for the big healthcare stocks because they wrote it. They want to blame it on commies and liberals. Yeah, that's the big constituent group that'll burn down your city if you don't give them all their welfare checks and food stamps, right at 49 million people on food stamps, a giant dependent population. That's the small clients. That's a small part of the money. Most of it's corporate welfare. So yes, there is that group involved as well. Who are there screaming for some more handouts. And they're given, on average, about 10-15% of the goodies that are stolen. And then the big mega banks, they're all tax exempt, wrote the tax laws, offshore, paying zero tax in almost every case. Google, 2.5% tax. General Electric, zero tax. General Motors, zero tax. They get $22 billion in bailout money 2 years ago to move the Cadillac and Volt factories to China. This is the crony capitalism. Not just where the big offshore mega banks that control most major corporations, and you know, you can see the interlocking directorate maps that are out there. Guys, pull up that Business Insider Bilderberg map that a researcher put together. I want to show people that, and you're like, I'm a radio listener. How do you show it to me? Well, some folks are watching at prisonplanet.tv, and we like to have a visual record of this. But if you talk about the six big global banks that openly fund world government, openly fund anti-Second Amendment, anti-private property systems, they are all exempt. This is the big secret that mainline right-wing radio won't tell you, and the foundation-controlled left will never tell you. Yes, there is a map of that. You can actually blow it up, start at the center, and then expand out. That's just an example of the 125 Bilderberg Group members and all of their interlocking corporate directorates and the power they have to wield and control society. Now, continuing here, because I'm ranting on this subject, because we need to rant, I have a whole stack of financial news I'm going to get to later after I cover the healthcare situation, Fast and Furious, and the cybersecurity legislation and new restrictions on the Second Amendment that almost no one is talking about that we're going to be getting into. Starting with Google Shopping censors all gun ammo accessories results. They just say, we control the web, we are the dominant force, and we say, you don't exist anymore. And who set up Google? CIA grant 13 years ago, InQtel and NSA proprietary spying software was given to them. It was made public. You call it a search engine. It's meant to search keywords, recording and listening to you. Instead, they give you the power to look into the digital crystal ball, but it's looking two-way, reading what you're reading, tracking what you're doing. Total government set up at NSA and NASA bases, taxpayer-funded, and then they give the hundreds of billions of profit to select little globalists who then give the money to charity, most of the money, that carries out eugenics operations. Because this is a worldwide population reduction world government program. Bill Gates is a front. Didn't start Microsoft. IBM runs it. All of it. Google's a front. Apple's a front. I mean, go research this. I mean, I've been saying this for 15, 16 years because of my sources and research. Now it's admitted. They're fronts for proprietary DARPA technology that your tax money develops in the universities that is then given to select corporations that are nothing themselves but public-private partnerships to rip you off and create monopolies and shut down their competition. Okay, that's why I'm angry. You want an example of this? Here's Bloomberg. July 1st, 77% of J.P. Morgan's net income comes from government subsidies. 77%. Washington blog, this is up at Infowars.com, has boiled it down. J.P. Morgan's credit rating would be much lower without government backing. As Bloomberg noted last week, J.P. Morgan benefited from the assumption that there's a very high likelihood the U.S. government would back the bank's bondholders and creditors if it defaulted on its debt, according to a statement. Without the implied federal backing, J.P. Morgan's long-term deposit rating would have been three levels lower than its senior debt would have dropped two more steps, Moody said. And it goes on to talk about government subsidies, trillions in overall bailouts, not just to them, but their subsidiaries and other groups they're invested in, and the $76 billion profit in the last 12 months, 77% of that, 77% of $76 billion, this is Bloomberg reporting as well as Business Week, which is now Bloomberg as well, all reporting what I've already told you. I'm going to explain this again. We've had the former head auditor of the Air Force on about this. We've had Walter Burian on about it. We've had him. 76%, this is 77, strange, it's that same number. 76% of all the tax money you pay never goes to pensions or paychecks or roads, whether it's county, city, state, water districts, every agency within government. sometimes hundreds per agency. You know, there's state government that has hundreds of different agencies under it, not to mention federal. 76% now, and this number is about 2 years old, goes to offshore slush funds of narcotics trafficking mega crime syndicates. You understand? 24%. 24% goes into the budget. Now, these are called comprehensive annual financial reports, or CAFRs. Look them up. So there's my point on that issue. You want to know why Roberts voted, even though he was appointed by a so-called conservative Bush? Well, Bush supported the carbon taxes. You know, big federal court ruled last week they're going to keep the carbon taxes going, even though it's going to shut down our economy and China and Mexico and other countries don't have it. That's the name of the game. Shut America down. Pay to ship General Motors overseas. Make 35 million people buy offshore banks insurance and have the IRS enforce it. Private taxes. You pay your taxes to the bank.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1580.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.58, $8.10.29 for a half ounce, or $405.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.58, $8.10.29, and $405.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Going to open the phones up throughout the remainder of the transmission while interspersing important news and information. But the toll-free number to join us here on air is 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday number. It's different than the weekday number. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers. I want to add that caveat. Please give others a chance to get involved on air. We don't screen your calls, but occasionally I throw out the first-time caller, unless it was like last Sunday where I took calls from police and military about the Secretary of the Army saying they basically want martial law permanently to just put troops on the streets everywhere and have checkpoints and no due process. And that's in the Council on Foreign Relations current publication, Foreign Affairs, and it's CFR.org. Later, ISSA reveals wiretap docs from DOJ Mole. And again, this actually came out about 3 months ago on our show from Wayne Madsen, and about 3 weeks ago it came out in the Examiner news site, had a report on it. But now Holder has confirmed it into the congressional record. The Justice Department has now put a shield up around Holder from prosecution after contempt vote. Yeah, how do you prosecute the attorney general? Well, you can still have a grand jury at the state level indicting. That's why we have a separation of powers. If one gets corrupt, the state gets corrupt, the feds come in. If the feds get corrupt, the state comes in. But see, the feds have in the last few decades, well, really since the Civil War, but especially in the last few decades, have said, no, states really don't even exist. And now the UN and NATO, through their puppet Obama, have in different congressional hearings and in public statements and in executive orders, have told Congress that they don't exist, basically. They're ceremonial, and Obama can shut down power plants. He can sign executive orders. He can ban guns. He can ship jobs to China. He can say the UN is in command of our military. By the way, do you need me to play those clips again or read his letter on air to Congress? I can play the Secretary of Defense telling Congress that. If you missed it, just type in Secretary of Defense tells Congress that NATO and UN give president authority to go to war. I mean, look it up. I probably played it 20, 30 times. By the way, I have a clip I'm going to play one more time. This is a clip of CNBC a week and a half ago. And this illustrates what's happening with healthcare. It illustrates what's happening with the $34 trillion now it's being reported by Associated Press that's gone in one form of bailout or another, or in the Federal Reserve open window since 2008, where they say, oh, we're too big to fail. Give us unlimited money. Oh, we got to raise your taxes. You're in debt now. Same thing in Greece, same thing in Ireland, same thing in Iceland, same thing in Spain, same thing here. And they tell you, you owe all this money because of the welfare people. That's just their constituents that'll riot if because they're dependent. That's just their caste that you see in front of the curtain. Behind the curtain are the monopoly men. This is so simple. The big, mega, ultra-powerful corporations all live off of government contracts. Government-empowered oil cartels, government blockage of oil fields being developed to keep prices up, government shutting down power plants, governments raising taxes and having tax incentives to move offshore. And if that isn't enough, use your tax money to move the factories to Brazil, Mexico, China, and Eastern Europe. That's why I actually went out and bought a Ford. I haven't had a Ford since high school. I had a Mustang. And I went and got one. Not that I even really like Fords, but it's the last company that actually makes something here that didn't take a bailout. But that's a side issue. If you want to know why this healthcare thing happened and why Roberts voted for it, it's because the big money power wanted it. Okay? And imagine, it'd be bad enough to have socialism and just say we're going to give everybody free healthcare, which will bankrupt everything. But this isn't even that. This is the insurance companies being able to reduce the care you get, control the care you get, even when you have insurance. And this is what even mainline analysts say, but it's back of the paper. Death panels, as they're known. And make 30-plus million people. They debate if it's 33, 35, 36, 37. The point is, 30-plus million people buy a product. And if you don't, the IRS comes and grabs your paycheck or your bank account and gives you penalties and interest. I told you 2 years ago it was a tax. Because that's what it is. And it's a tax directly to the corporations. They're trying to even blame the IRS, which is a criminal organization, violates due process, has their own little kangaroo courts, just like family courts are only 100 years old. See, these tyrants just make it up as they go along. And Holder shipping guns and hand grenades into Mexico to demonize the Second Amendment, as Issa came out this week, again, told you 2 years after I told you what was going on. And I'm not bragging. This was all in federal court cases. This was all coming out 2 years ago when the first inklings of Fast and Furious began to leak. We have press conferences of Holder admitting he was running the program and then later saying he never heard of it. He just didn't say the details, but he said Operation Gunrunner, Fast and Furious. Of course he engaged in perjury. Of course he's a criminal. He created a false flag destabilization, thousands dead in Mexico, hundreds dead here, so he could demonize the Second Amendment. And even when he got caught, he went ahead with it. You think any of us are safe with crooks like this running around? Let's go ahead and go to the CNBC clip to explain it. World government run by megabanks, and we're their slaves. And in the four-minute clip, they go through every one of the guests who agree we're slaves of the bankers. And all but one of the guests, there's four of them on the show, agree that we're, well, they all agree we're slaves. Only one says it's not good. They, oh, it's so good to be slaves to a world government run by who? Not by commies, not by Lenin, not by Stalin, not by Hitler, by banks who make the money and credit up out of nothing. Here's that clip.
Mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil and oil implode and gold trade off heavily because...
All right, let's stop right there. And they go to the next guy. He says, of course we're slaves. My dad last week at his dental office got an intelligence report, is what they call it, so people read it and think it's special. It's all written to deceive. It says for law enforcement only, but all the barbershops and dental offices and stuff get it. And it's a public publication put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they've got a big article in there about how evil I am, and I think there's a world government run by banks, and they've got me right next to David Duke. I don't even talk about race issues. This is what they do. But see, because I'm saying it's bad. So millions of publications get mailed out saying I'm the devil. But they can say it and it's good because they say it's good that the bankers run us and it's good we're slaves.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I'm at home, I had local CBS was sitting down here by national CBS TV. They wanted to do an interview with me. The first of, well, I mean, not the first of many I've done. Just one of many. And I'm sitting there talking to the interviewer, and he says, when you get home, are you calm or are you all agitated like you are when you're on air? And I said, no, I look at all the news and information. And I tend to get excited and agitated when I'm on the air. And so he's like, so that isn't the real Alex Jones. And that's kind of like if I walked in and found my wife in bed with somebody and I got agitated, would that be the real Alex Jones or would the calm Alex Jones be the Alex Jones? No, it all depends on the situation. But I was thinking today about how when I'm calm and focused researching at home, how cogent I am and I can really articulate my ideas. That's why sometimes on my own little iPhone, I shoot videos that we upload to YouTube that get watched by hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, sometimes per video. Because I am more articulate when I'm walking down some forest path in a reflective moment and talking. I tend to get in here on air, and I'm just so angry at how obvious this criminal takeover is of our society. And I'm not that smart, and I figured it out. Why aren't other people figuring this out? Why are we allowing things to get to this point? Because the criminals that are in control of our society will keep stealing and robbing and wrecking and shutting down their competition through government until there's no competition left and no jobs left and no prosperity left. And this entire fake environmental movement is pushed not for the environment, but to be an anti-human, authoritarian, power-grabbing system. Here's an example. I saw an article today at prisonplanet.com. I don't know why it wasn't posted on Infowars.com, but I just had it posted there. That is incredible. And that I should talk about for the entire broadcast. But there's just too much happening and there's your calls. And I read this document. I read this article by Suzanne Hosel, and it's written very dry, very professional, very journalistic. And, of course, I'd already seen some of the reports she links to put out by the United Nations and by their think tanks. And they coldly talk about an authoritarian world government they're going to set up and all the horrible things they're going to do to us and how the elites are going to live in these high-tech, compact, super-tech cities with life extension, and how we're going to live in the wastelands and basically be hunted by their hunter-killer robots. And you're like, well, that sounds crazy. Really? That's what the Rockefeller Foundation says. That's what all of them put out. And they're in control of the world, okay? And they are putting out this horrible future as if they're the good guys just reporting on you what has to be done. But they're the ones actually working overtime to control society and put clamps on it to kill free market and to kill free ingenuity so that their monopolies can take control and set up what they call a neo-feudalistic system. Guys, will you pull up just the standard definition of serfdom or feudalism for folks? I'll give you my definition that's a composite and larger than what the Webster's will be, but it was a system set up in Europe, but also in every other ancient culture where there's a tiny, quote, nobility that serves a king, and they use poverty and control to keep people on very small pieces of land at a subsistence level so that they can be managed and controlled, and they're not taught how to read or write, and they're basically dumbed down. That's Agenda 21, 2012. It says, serf, a member of the lowest feudal class attached to the landowner by a lord and required to perform labor in return for certain legal or customary rights, which we don't even get now as serfs. An agricultural labor, call it peons in Mexico, under various similar systems, especially 18th, 19th century rule in Eastern Europe, a person in bondage or servitude. Now, a serf is in a feudal system. Let me have a definition of feudalism itself, please. I mean, I just gave you the definition. But the globalists themselves call it neo-serfdom, neo-feudalism. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, the one online is just a boil down. You've got to go to the library to get it. We went and got it at the UT library. It's in
My film, The Road to Tyranny, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. A political and economic system of Europe in the 9th, about the 15th century, based on the holding of all land in the fiefdom, or fee, and the resulting relation of lord and vassal, and characterized by homage, legal and military service of tenants, and forfeiture, a political, economic, and social order resembling the medieval system. Okay, now let's just stop right there. The IRS, for the big mega banks who say they've overthrown Europe, they brag and all, I mean, hundreds of publications, they get up, all of them, Von Rumpy, Diamond, Jamie Diamond, and they brag. We conquered Europe. They have big dinners with caviar and giant private jets for each one of them, while they tell people that we shouldn't be able to have a car because of the carbon footprint. Prince Charles openly says old people shouldn't take hot baths because it spends too much power, but he literally has over 100 giant palaces, more than 50 aircraft, trains, you know, private trains, everything. You think I'm joking? Just type in Prince Charles says, well, we shouldn't take hot baths or showers for the earth. In fact, the people won't believe it. Look it up for me. Prince Charles says, don't take a hot bath. It'll come up. This is, and you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It's hypocritical. Of course it's hypocritical. They want you to learn to hate yourself. And I said I'd go to your calls. I'll go to them in the next segment. But the Republicans act like everybody who's rich is good, and anybody that talks bad about the rich, it's class warfare. They're envious, lazy scum. And the Democrats say anybody who makes money's evil, and it should all be paid to poor people, when they're all working for the same people. The real equation is real people that create new jobs and industries and ideas under the patent system, and or art or literature or labor, whatever the case is, through blood, sweat, tears, and ingenuity and intelligence, build things. They're good and should be taxed at the lowest possible level, because all the major studies, including the Grace Commission report, remember this from Ronald Reagan, where they admit that close to 100% of all income tax goes to private banks. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow. Point is, by the way, this isn't just the Grace Commission online. I got the Macmillan Publishing Company, 866 3rd Avenue, New York, ISBN 0-02-074660-1. Guess who I got this from? A high-level IRS person. Of course, I've seen this copied and seen it talked about on C-SPAN and read parts of it in articles, but this is the admission that the tax system was going to destroy our industry, and that it was really for big monopolies to shut down America, and that you could take all the middle class's money and it wouldn't run the country but for a few months, but that they were going to go ahead with it basically because it would give them total power and control. This is the big enchilada. So, big, powerful elites are going after the free market and the little rich and the middle class, okay? And the ultra-rich are allied with the dumbed-down poor, or people who've been disenfranchised, deindustrialized, or wounded in battle, or injured, or whatever it is. The dependents. You understand? And then the system can play the part of tear-jerking, how it's taking care of all the poor, sick people, as it works as hard as it can to make sure you can't get a job, or the job you get makes you so poor you're too busy trying to make money and can never in your hierarchy of needs get to a high enough level where you're secure to get involved politically. Social engineering is what it's called. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, you watch us, New World Order. We're watching you. I want to go to your phone calls now. I know I said first-time callers, but I'm glad that Jim from Missouri called in because he's a police officer. He says, and I think he sounded credible, who called in last week about what's already on the news, that they've got hundreds of giant armored vehicles and even tanks from the U.S. Army from Maryland rolling around all over the town. Regular Army, National Guard, all over the country. They've got weird military checkpoints run by the TSA. This is in the news. And I noticed that YouTube's of the interview, because we're also, you know, filming it, got hundreds of thousands of views in different ways of him just being on a few minutes last week. And people were debating, oh, they're making up tanks in St. Louis. Folks, it's all over the local TV there. Oh, this guy isn't a cop. Okay, well, let's just say he's not a cop. They tell people all the time there will be an event in October. There will be in December. I've seen this for over a decade when they're doing these drills. They want to test and see what police are going to do, what military are going to do. I'm not quite sure why they do that. Well, I mean, I guess I am. It's to see how they react. look, what we reported last week is now coming out in British news that indeed they're saying they do plan on there being a terror attack. It's Al-Qaeda flying planes into the Olympics. We were telling you that last week. Now it's in BBC, you name it today. But we're still the bad guys for having a whistleblower on talking about it. You see, this is what we're dealing with. So I think the caller is credible. And by the way, the next day, if your station only carries the Sunday show, we opened the phones to military and police and had more police from St. Louis call in and say, yeah, we're told something big's coming, and confirmed what he was saying. And I mean police with radios going off in the background. I mean, you could tell when a cop calls into the show. Incidentally, I got pulled over by a nice police officer Friday going to visit my grandmother, and he was very nice and let me go. Yeah. Anyway, side issue. Let's just go ahead and go to Jim, and then I'm going to go to Queensland, Australia, Daniel up next after that. But Jim, again... The interview got seen by hundreds of thousands even after millions heard it on the radio show. And the people didn't go look up that there's tanks rolling around in St. Louis. They didn't go look up any of it. They, a small portion of them, but still, said that nothing's even going on in St. Louis. What do you say to that?
Alex, thanks for having me on, man. It's funny that you say that. I had a list of four things I wanted to bring up with you real quick, and the first thing I wanted to say was my interview on your show. I went to the YouTube, looked it up. I was hoping to see a bunch of info warriors talking about coming together and maybe using this information I'm giving them and trying to do something constructive with it. And instead, I see a bunch of either government-paid trolls on there saying, I'm faking that you put me up to this, or I see a bunch of, you know, people who are awake, but they still don't want to be fully awake, and they want to say, okay, yeah, everything's real, but they're not going to bring down society. So that's great, because I want to talk to those people. I know you could want to talk about the healthcare, but just let me say this, and I'll get off. Alex, those type of people, I can't wait to kick down their door. Because when I kick down their door, I know for sure they don't have guns. They don't have weapons. And those are the type of people that every day that I pull over a street patrol, they practically get out the car and get on their hands and knees and beg me not to give them a ticket or take them to jail. And let me tell you something. I'm a good guy. But there's a lot of my brethren that I work with that are just came back from Iraq, that are in secret masons and all this kind of crap. And let me tell you something. When they kick down your door, they're not going to be like me. They're going to use your wife and your children, and they're going to do things to them that I can't even say on the radio show. So you should just pretend I'm not real. That's fine. But you've been warned, and Alex been saying stuff for 20 years. He's been right, but, you know, we're wackos. But just let me say these other couple
things. Listen, there's a reason they swarmed that video. They are paid trolls. It's admitted that billions with a B.
I mean,
that's in the Washington – Cass Sunstein. It was in the Washington Post 6 years ago that Bush paid – what was it? $19 billion in 1 year for fake news and fake blogs. They were paying radio hosts $250,000 apiece just to have federal takeover of schools with the No Child Left Behind, the Armstrong Williams, all of it. So,
finish saying this, and I'll get off.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're busy. I just want to finish up the story because I kind of broke down last time, and I'm sorry I did that. But
you've done before. Tell folks what's going on with the tanks right now.
Yeah,
tell
right,
folks what you've been hearing.
The neighborhood that I'm specifically, I've been practicing in, I don't know if you know this, but there's two big corporations in St. Louis, and I think they run St. Louis, and a lot of the people that occupy this neighborhood work at these corporations.
Monsanto.
And Anheuser-Busch. Monsanto and Anheuser-Busch. And these executives work there. Not only, listen to this, I've been told that these neighborhoods that I'll be guarding, they probably won't even be occupied when there's a collapse because these people we already shipped to a secure location. I think it's underground in the Merrimack Caverns, but hey, I'm just probably a conspiracy nut. The last thing, I just want to move to another point because the drill ended Friday. They're not doing that anymore, but the tanks are still here, people. Alan Watt, I think he should be on once a week, maybe for two segments. People need to hear you and Alan Watt go at it. I love your banter.
No, I hear you, but listen, and, reason they the reason so many trolls, it was still about only 20%. I mean, because you'll see the votes, you know, 95% agree with us on, say, a YouTube, but then you'll see all the comments attacking us because they're paid. We have tracked their IP addresses on InfoWars because we can go in and, I mean, they don't even hide that it's out of big corporations, Department of Defense, foreign governments. I mean, it's come out that if you criticize Katrina, the Department of Defense would put 100 bloggers, military, on there attacking your site, including with cyber attacks. So, again, we're not attacking the military. We're attacking the fact that it's being used domestically like this. They're scared of your phone call. That's why they were swarming and attacking that, to make you feel like, because they're force multipliers, that you're alone. It's like Tokyo Rose. They would have the Japanese outnumbered 10-1, buried alive, and they'd still be playing Tokyo Rose, saying the Marines had, you know, had lost and had failed. I mean, Japan had A-bombs dropped on it, and Tokyo Rose was saying that, you know, that that the U.S. was losing. So don't let the fact that the trolls squeak and squawk and do all of that is nothing. But let me just get an update before we go to Australia here. Did you learn anything else? Because, again, just to recap, what did they say was going to happen in October?
In October, the only thing I know is that there's going to be some type of event, and I don't know if the event's going to be in St. Louis or maybe it's going to be some kind of global event that's going to require us to patrol these neighborhoods, and with the neighborhoods, we're going to have air and ground support in conjunction with the local military here. There's something called Fort, there's a real close army fort really close to us that's huge, and that they could practice driving these tanks down the streets, and they don't need to practice driving down, you know, these
sir, we posted under your video the Secretary of the Army saying they're going to put regular combat troops in every city to pull triggers on citizens, and still people won't click the link. They say we're lying. They're delusional.
To do that. That's why I said this country's dead, Alex, and I'm sorry to say that, but I mean, you try to tell people this information, and even the people that are awake, I mean, they want to think I'm fake. People, I'm not fake. I mean, if I could give my badge number out, I would.
It's okay, sir. Listen, we understand. I know you're frustrated. It's all right, okay? They'll believe you later. God bless, and I appreciate it. Now, I've seen this before with police and military, though, and call back anytime, Jim. Good to hear from you. I've seen this over and over again. They are getting ready probably to have a war going with Syria and Iran by then. I mean, it's admittedly on the front burner. May happen, may not happen. I mean, I can't tell you how many times family I've got this in the military, including officers in the Army. They're told, you are going to be going into Iran. You are going to be going, and it doesn't happen. So if there's a 50-50 they're going in, they're told, get ready, you're going. I mean, that's just how it is. That's like a fire department gets a call. They're told there's a fire. They're loaded up. They're going to a fire. It turns out to be a false alarm. You know, some kid, you know, prank called. Doesn't matter. They're still in the fire truck going down the road. So, again, I'm not saying anything's going to happen in October, but the global – listen, Larry Summers was in the Washington Post 2 weeks ago saying we're probably going to have a total global meltdown. No amount of trillions will prop up the derivatives that these scam artists created. Because you got a bunch of scam artists, these big banks that were creating all these derivatives, they wanted to be the biggest dog in town. So Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, all these big groups created individually hundreds of trillions apiece. Bank of America's got hundreds of trillions of made-up garbage. Goldman Sachs does, all of them. And so it will melt down. Something is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be October or 2 years from now. They can kick this down the road a long time. But government isn't running around getting ready for martial law worldwide for nothing. Okay? Okay? This is real. Second hour. Stay with us coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.